This is Voices of Diversity. I'm Robert Borelli. I'm joined today by Johnny Cruz, who is a Puerto Rican native and works as human resources manager at Sequent Towing Products.
Correct.
Johnny, tell me how you ended up in Goshen.
I enlisted in the Navy in 1979. In 83, I returned back to Puerto Rico, worked in the naval base until 1998, and the company transferred me to Tennessee, in which we manufacture ammunition for the Army, the Marine Corps, and other branches of the service. We have the privilege to have a grandkid, and it was a special needs baby. We love him to death. And however, there was a service missing in Tennessee, and we were looking for the best services provided for his illness. Riley Children's Hospital in Indiana provided that base for him. We were able to find a doctor, clinic, a subdivision of the Riley Hospital comes to South Bend. So it was a very simple decision. We are going to go from Tennessee to Indiana to provide that service for him. At the same time, we found a great community in Goshen that is engaged in not only in the RV capital of the world, but offer a lot of diverse items for the family.
Describe what life was like back home in Puerto Rico as contrasted with life here in Goshen.
Puerto Rico is 100 miles by 35. So if you take a trip to Chicago, you will be ending in the either in the Atlantic Ocean or the Caribbean Sea. Life is more slower than here. People are more engaged in the family versus, you know, United States family is still a core element, but still when you're 18, you move. Puerto Rico families kind of maintain this together, you know, that nexus between them. But also, you know, we are also a mixed potpourri of people too. So with the naval base in my side of the island, it's the side of the island, you have that mix now. Sailors marry Puerto Ricans, and now you have other people living in the island. The middle of the island customarily people from France and England that came for the island to work in the coffee plantations and the sugar cane. So it is a mixture of people too. The biggest item on the island is, you know, how do we see each other in the mornings? We are strive on good mornings. We want to make sure that our family is taking care of it. And that wasn't different from here. It's almost the same thing, but it's just more togetherness than just being there.
So when you came here, what did you notice as the big difference in this society? In Goshen, Indiana?
There were more, we still saying good morning to you, but there was a distance in between. When you go to your subdivision, people wave, but there's not that in the afternoon we all got together and have a picnic. That is missing, you know. Always like, where are you from? Instead of, hey, good morning to here. We found that was a significant change, even from Tennessee in the south.
So there's an inherent barrier then?
I think that is a barrier in which they think that just because you have an accent or your skin color is different, then they try to think that you don't speak the language, or where actually you come from and what are you doing in here?
Us versus them.
Yes.
What efforts have you made to connect, to knock down that barrier?
Well, Sequent Towing Products, you know, employs 636 employees in Goshen. We represent 15 countries in one plant. So we are the UN plan. We got people from Africa, Middle East, Central and South America, Mexico.
And one Puerto Rican.
And one Puerto Rican. The other thing happening is that we thought that we can take our culture and diversify programs into the city. And Mayor Alan Kaufman and his staff recognize that diversity is important to Goshen as a city. The Chamber of Commerce diversify by creating a Hispanic Latino Chamber of Commerce to support small business that are growing within Goshen. The biggest one is Goshen downtown will have 10 businesses owned and operated by Hispanic. 10 years ago, that would have never happened. So the city is also changing to adapt and overcome barriers. Now you can see the business growing, but not only the Hispanic go to the restaurants, but also everybody else is coming in to eat, to buy, and different products, diversify the products too.
So you see the barrier as eroding, perhaps?
I think that they're eroding in one level. There's still people that they don't want to realize that we are a diversified world. And those people, you know, I think they're coming along by having the mayor in a meeting saying, I'm here to represent the city, means a lot to the community. Having the director of the Chamber of Commerce saying, we want to help you build your business. That had to have a foundation and a value to the community. So that's what I see, you know, in the daily activities that we have with the city, the chamber, even the hospitals. You know, the hospitals in Goshen General make a strive to have Spanish-speaking helpers in the hospital to communicate better. So it's a global market that they know that there are customers and they're going to serve that customers too.
Johnny, what's the importance to you of education?
Education is the building block of everything. If you are going to just learn how to read and write, it's not going to take you any farther than just what I am today. If you take 10 years ago, a high school diploma meant something. Now, the next level was a bachelor's degree, and you say, well, I have a bachelor's degree. Now you're competing with people who have master's degree and they're working on their PhDs. So just because you come from a different culture doesn't mean that you have to take the status quo. I'm not going to get educated. We need more teachers, we need doctors, we need lawyers, we need those managers that understand the difference of the culture. We got plants in Mexico, and when you talk to the staff in Goshen and you talk to the staff from Mexico, you're able to bridge that barrier by education, saying, guess what? We all talk the same language, just have a different accent.
So. All right. Well, Johnny Cruz, from Puerto Rico, now from Goshen.
Goshen.
We thank you very much. I'm Robert Borelli, and this is Voices of Diversity.
Thank you very much.